Isabella, off the coast of Florida, 1994, 5 days from home, pages 259 to 262. They were going back to Cuba, and there was nothing any of them could do about it. So this was the last burst, Isabella thought, after everything they had done, everything they'd been through, after everything they had lost. Their climatic ending wasn't going to be too climatic after all. There wasn't a sun camel with its triumphant finale. There was fatigue. There was a fugue, a musical theme that was repeated again and again without resolution. Their coda was to be forever homeless, even when they returned to their own home, forever refugees in their homeland. The U.S. Coast Guards had found them. Geraldo, Isabella's mom said, but Papa didn't answer. He sat frozen with all the others as bright white searchlights clicked on. A ship motor, a real motor attached to a real propeller, roared to life. Geraldo, Miami said again. It's starting. No, he said. It's all over for all of us. They're going to take us to Guantanamo. The searchlight swung around towards them. No, Miami said, hands on her bulging stomach, her voice tangled with alarm. No, I mean, it's started. The baby's coming. The head of every single person in the little boat turned in surprise. Isabel sat down with a splash in the water. She did not know what to think, how to feel. She'd been put through the ringer. The elevation of leaving Cuba, the exhaustion of the storm, the horror of Ivan's death, the relief at seeing the light of Miami, the despair of running into Coast Guard ships knowing they would never get to El Norte. And now her mother was having a baby. Isabel's baby brother. Isabel could only sit lifelessly and stare. She had nothing left to give. I'm not saying in that refugees camp in Giento behind a barbed wire fence, Lito said. That's just trading one prison for another. I'll go back to Cuba, back to my home. Gasto said he won't punish anyone who tried to leave. Unless he's changed his mind again, Meyer said. It was Louis who saw the Coast Guard searchlight sweeping past them on the water pointed somewhere else. Maybe none of us will have to go back to Giento, Louis said. Look, they're not after us. The Coast Guard is after somebody else. Isabel watched as the searchlight found another crest on water with a few hundred meters away. It was a raft full of refugees just like them. More Cubans? Meyer asked. It doesn't matter, Senor Castile said. Now is our chance. Paddle for the shore, quickly. Isabel spared her mother a look, then grabbed a water jug, carved it into a scoop, and started rowing as hard as she could. So did Lito, Amaya, and the Castillos. Be quiet, Leo said. Sound carries a long way on the water. Oh, Isabel's mother cried. Shh, Teresa, Papa said, holding her hand. Don't have the baby yet. Wait until we get to Florida. Isabel's mother gritted her teeth and knotted, tears welling in her eyes. The lights of Miami got closer, but they were still so far away. Isabella glanced behind her. In the darkness, she could pick out the lights of the Coast Guard ship alongside another dark crest. Shadowy figures were moving back and forth between the two. They were taking the refugees on board and sending them back to Cuba. Oh, Isabella's mother cried, her voice like a cannon shot in the quiet. Row, Senor Castile whispered. They were so close. Isabel could see which hotel rooms had their lights on in which we're off, could hear bongos beating out a rhythm over the water, a rumba. The current's taking us north with swift spread. We're going to miss it. It doesn't matter. As long as we're standing on land, we're safe, Lito said. His voice then was uncertain. We just can't be caught on the water. Row. Oh, Isabella's mother screamed, her voice booming out across the water. Beep, beep. The Coast Guard's cutters made the same sound as before, and its searchlight lit up their little boat. They found him. No, Isabella's mother cried. No, I don't want to have my baby in El Norte. Row, Senor Castillo yelled, giving up entirely on being quiet. Behind them, the Coast Guard's cutter motor roared to life. Isabella churned at the water behind her flimsy jug paddle in her desperation, tears streaming down her face from sorrow or fear or exhaustion. She did not know. All she knew is that they were still too far from the shore. The Coast Guard ship was going to catch them before they reached Miami.